Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Larry Richard with Anchorman David Baldorado. The federal budget, the impasse, the shutdown continues day 28 there, and well over 100 days for the state of Pennsylvania without a budget. This is tough news for those getting SNAP benefits as one example, and the money runs out November 1st, Saturday. 2 million recipients in Pennsylvania will be without those benefits unless they can figure out a solution. And we are joined by Pennsylvania State Senator Jay Costa. I imagine, Senator, you're as frustrated as anybody. However, a lot of people are saying, can't the Republicans and Democrats at least find a way to get through this? So what's the status as of today?
Well, good morning, Larry, and thank you for having me. I think the status today is much better than it has been in the past. I think the tone has changed among Democrats and Republicans. Yesterday, we had a lengthy, you know, five-party meeting to try to advance some concepts and some spend numbers, so to speak, a budget number. And we're going to meet again today at 9:30. So I think that, you know, things are moving forward in that regard. Folks are talking in one room together. And I think that's a step in the right direction. And we're narrowing the issues and the differences between those issues.
Senator, share for us what the impact of the federal government shutdown is having on the process of trying to get a budget here in the state.
I would say the federal part is not really having an impact on our general appropriation work. It's a separate level of resources that we receive from state government that we're trying to dispense. And we combine that with what we anticipate at some point coming from the federal government. But I think what we're working on right now is the state spend, so to speak, and figuring out how we're going to go about doing that. I think the biggest impact that you touched upon, I think the most immediate impact is going to be related to the SNAP benefit program and what happens after November 1st. We're very much concerned about that. We intend to do an announcement later today that's going to talk about how we think at the state level we can take steps to work with the recipients and others who are dealing with food insecurity by addressing our food banks. As we know, not only are the food banks not getting the money from the federal government, they're not getting it from the state government. The shelves are getting bare, and they're going to get worse over the coming weeks. So we will be proposing that we use a portion of the state's rainy day fund to support a portion of and replenish our food banks in our Meals on Wheels program. We think that's an appropriate use of the rainy day fund for 2 million people, as you said, in Pennsylvania. It's raining. It'll be raining very severely, and they're going to be without food. And to me, we have a moral obligation to try to address that. And in my view, it's different than some of the other folks who are waiting for funding, like our school districts and the like and others. But this is individuals who rely upon this program to feed themselves, feed their families, and that's why it's imperative that we take steps to address it.
Yeah, there's nothing more basic than needing food, as you know, the most common thread for everybody, regardless of party affiliation. So what are the sticking points? Are they continue to be?
Continue to be a spend, what's referred to as a spend number. How much revenue are we going to take in, and how are we going to deploy it? There's a disagreement on that part. There's a disagreement on education spend. There's a slight disagreement on some other energy policy. And whether it's transit continues to be in the mix, we're continuing to push transit, and we'll do so this week as well with the discharge petition on legislation that's passed the House five times. So we feel like there's those are some of the differences that we need to just close the gap and work through. Or if we're not able to reach agreement, we put them aside and we come back later in the fall and deal with those policy issues and just adopt the general appropriation bill and a fiscal code that will fund the Commonwealth programs and the Commonwealth agencies.
So we're with Senator Jay Costa. I'm sensing you have at least a little more positive outlook on maybe a deal being made or at least some short-term help.
I do, Larry. I think that, you know, conversations yesterday and again this morning and some senior staff folks working into the evening last night addressing some of the differences, I think, is a positive, moving in a positive direction.
You've been here before over the years. Obviously, the tensions are really high, but having it coincide with a federal government shutdown doesn't help.
It hasn't helped. I think what it has done, though, I think what the federal shutdown has done is created a greater level of effort to get things done. I think recognizing that not knowing how long the federal government impact is going to be and the impact on the programs, that we at the same time should not be injecting ourselves or continuing to have ourselves be a part of that conversation. So it's, to me, it's important that we remove ourselves from the impasse conversation and get our resources out to our counties and to our school districts and to our program providers and healthcare providers as soon as we can. But the federal impact has created a greater sense of urgency, quite frankly.
Appreciate the update, and hopefully we'll hear some good news soon. Senator, thank you.
Thank you, Larry.
Senator Jay Costa on the Big K Morning Show. And it is frustrating for a lot of people for all the obvious reasons. And I know that at the federal level, there's been some conversations between Senators Dave McCormick and John Fetterman about finding ways to support the SNAP benefits, too. Hopefully, something will get done. I mean, November 1st starts Saturday, and you don't want people to be without those benefits. This is the Big K Morning Show, and every Tuesday at this time, we welcome another medical professional brought to you by Independence Health System Expert Care here. And today we welcome M. Denise Leonard, D.O., which is a doctor of osteopathic medicine. Did I get that right, Doc?
Yes, you did. Good job.
Medical director of OBGYN services in Butler and Clarion. Appreciate your time this morning. Women's Health Month, obstetrics and gynecology, your expertise, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes.
First and foremost, by the way, you can see our doctor on our live stream at kdkradio.com and our YouTube page presented by Metropolitan Window Company. Appreciate the time. And when you thought about being on the air and speaking to a lot of people, what would be the most important messaging that you would want to get out? Because I'm sure on a daily basis, you probably think to yourself, oh, there's things I wish people knew that maybe we take for granted. What do you want us to know?
So I know this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. However, I did want to talk about postmenopausal bleeding. So this is a very common problem that women have as we get older, and it's can be a very serious problem. So I wanted to bring some attention to postmenopausal bleeding.
I'm sure when that subject comes up, a lot of women probably think, well, that part of my life is over. What's going on? It's probably very anxiety-filled for a lot of women.
Absolutely. So the definition of menopause is pretty simple, 1 year without any bleeding. That's simple. So any bleeding after 1 year is considered postmenopausal bleeding. And typically it's a benign process, but it could indicate cancer, and it needs to be taken seriously, and patients should call their physician, their health care provider, to have that worked up.
I'm curious because I assume if you're not experiencing anything out of the ordinary, a once-a-year checkup is recommended. And then I don't know what percentage of women actually do that, but maybe they're better at it than men overall.
Well, I think that is true, just saying. But anyway, yes, women should come in at once a year so that we can do a breast exam, talk about if they are having any bleeding. But if they do have bleeding, they should come in, and we typically get a sonogram. One of the things we look at is to check for what's called the endometrial lining thickness. That's the tissue that will bleed or slough off that comes, that patients will indicate that they're bleeding. And typically, if the lining is thin, like less than 4 millimeters, we say, oh, you're fine. But if it's thick, greater than 4 millimeters, then it needs to be evaluated. So it's simple to get an ultrasound first if you have bleeding, very simple to work up. But if it's more than 4 millimeters, then need to have some type of biopsy of that endometrium or uterine lining. So that can be done in the office or it can be done in the hospital under sedation.
And after that takes place, typically how long does it take to get a reading and the results?
Typically they're back within a few days. Sometimes it takes a week. Frankly, it depends on the pathologist, how busy they are. So that's kind of our rate limiting step on that. So we get the pathology back. Certainly if it's unfortunately cancer, then they do need a hysterectomy, and those patients will get referred to a GYN oncologist, which is a obstetrician gynecologist that did extra training in, I'm sorry, my camera's all messed up there, in gynecologic cancers. So they may need a hysterectomy. If it's in an early stage, very easily treated with just surgery. So that's why it's important for women to report any bleeding. And by bleeding, that can be pink, bright red, flooding, brownish discharge. So any evidence of any bleeding should be.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Reported, because if it is cancer, it's very easily treated early. There's a lot of non-cancerous reasons that require no other treatment other than maybe a DNC. They might have a polyp that can be removed or can be put on some other medication to treat any precancerous or pre-precancer pathology.
What advancements have been made in medicine that will help in the process once a diagnosis is made?
Well, hysterectomies are done, can still be done the old-fashioned way abdominally, but a lot of the hysterectomies are done laparoscopically or robotically, which has made it much easier for patients. Unfortunately, a lot of a risk factor for endometrial cancer is being overweight. So this is where the robot comes in very handy to do surgical procedures on women who are very overweight and makes it easier to have that procedure completed.
And what advice would you give to women who understandably feel very anxious about seeking help for this issue?
Well, you should just call your doctor. We're anxious about a lot of things in life, and sometimes you just have to pick up the phone and you need to make that call and get it worked up. And again, the majority of the time, this is not cancer. It's a very easily treated with medication, or any bleeding that's not cancerous can be treated medically. So it's very important. Any bleeding should be reported, get worked up, get your anxiety out of the way, and move forward.
One additional question, and that's about the tendency in this day and age to even use AI at home or the internet to self-diagnose. How often do you hear, well, ChatGPT told me, or the internet said, is that common?
Oh, yes, it is. It's definitely a double-edged sword. Some patients come in very well educated with what they have read on the internet. If they go to a reputable site, and you can access a lot of stuff, the NIH and the CDC, it's the patients that come in that got their information from the TikTok influencer that's kind of frustrating.
Understood and appreciated. And thank you and your team for all the great work you do, Doctor.
All right. Thank you so much, Larry. Have a great day.
We appreciate you. M. Denise Leonard, who is the medical director, OBGYN services in Butler and Clarion, part of Independence Health System, expert care here. And we thank Independence Health System for bringing these stories to light. To State Senator Jay Costa, hoping for some news that would help families who are stressing out about benefits, SNAP benefits in particular, that would end on Friday. So November 1st is Saturday. And many organizations are trying to figure out ways to help. Backpacks for Hunger. The president is Lisa Bowden. Lisa, welcome to KDKA.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So obviously you're trying to fill the gap. So what's the game plan?
Well, we're reaching out to every food resource that we can find in the area. We're letting local families know what those are. We're reaching out to the schools to try and make sure that the we can send food home with the students there. That's what my organization does. We give food to children when they are not in school and facing the most severe food insecurity. And we're making sure that we can reach as many people as we can, because a lot of these people that that are going to lose their SNAP benefits also don't have transportation. So we're trying to just find ways to reach these families the best that we can.
Give us some sense of how these backpack programs impact students currently.
Well, even in the best of times, we find that when children are not in school, they do maybe sometimes go home to empty refrigerators and empty cupboards. So we try and anonymously and confidentially reach those families through the schools, and we send food home with them on the weekends or in the evenings or whenever they might need it. We're an all-volunteer organization, my organization is, and we pack about 15 items of food in a just a plain plastic bag, so no child is embarrassed that they're getting food, and nobody else knows what's in the food that they're or in the bags that they're taking home, and they can take the food home and fill those gaps in where maybe there's not food in the homes when they're not in school.
And I'm sure there are a lot of moms and dads listening that are thinking, okay, well, how do we connect and with your organization and take advantage of an opportunity?
Absolutely. We want people to be able to do that and reach out to your teachers, to your guidance counselors, and tell them that you'd like to sign up for a program like this so that you can at least get some food for the children that are going to lose those benefits. And they can hook you up. And then, as I said, even if you're lacking transportation and you're lacking food, this will send food home with you.
This has a lot of families very upset. And one of the most basic things, obviously, is to be able to feed your family, especially when it comes to the kids. So we're hoping that some positive news comes out in the next day or two. But in the meantime, these kind of programs are absolutely critical.
They are. And even before people were losing their SNAP benefits, food prices are so high right now that I think almost everyone is impacted and stressed about the situation of just trying to feed their families. So even before this latest crisis with the government shutdown, I think a lot of families are just struggling right now. So it's a tough time for everyone.
Well, again, how can people reach out to your organization?
They can reach out to us at backpackforhunger.org, or also reach out to your local food banks and try to support them if you can with food donations or monetary donations, or the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank, and that'll trickle down to local food banks as well.
Appreciate your efforts and your passion for what you're doing. Thank you, Lisa.
Thanks so much.
All right, that is backpacksforhunger.org. Lisa Bowden is the president of the organization and trying to help. And Aaron, obviously there's nothing more basic than being able to feed your family. So I hope the politicians find a way at both the federal and state level to get something done.
Yeah, you can't imagine the atmosphere or the tension in the room. I'm sure you could cut it with a knife, but with people, their livelihood on the line and them being able to eat and have transportation, I mean, it's important.
We should not be in a situation where politics is keeping people from eating.
Right.
And feeding your family.
Mm-hmm.
And so each side's blaming the other, both at the state and the federal level, but the citizens, and you're elected to represent everybody, not just your own party.
Right.
Need to find a way to get something done. And I hope they're hearing these kind of messages and what people are doing and the anxiety that they're creating will come to them.
Good morning. I'm David Ballarato at PPG Paints Arena.
Saw a bunch of people scrambling over there and we were kind of watching that for a little bit, but saw him take it away. I wouldn't say it ruins the night. I mean, obviously, I hope he's okay.
That fan said to have life-threatening injuries after falling from the concourse level at last night's hockey game.
Yeah, coincidentally, an incident Saturday night at Acrisure with a worker there, and then earlier in the year at PNC Park. But that young man apparently has recovered from his injuries.
Hurricane Melissa is expected to make landfall in Jamaica today as a powerful Category 5 storm with maximum sustained winds of 175 miles per hour, dumping up to 30 inches of rain. Marnie Stewart is a tourist from the U.S. who is riding out her first hurricane at a resort in Montego Bay.
We just came to have a good time, and now we're kind of stuck here.
Yeah, the concern is this storm, there's nowhere to go.
Right, and the prime minister is saying that there's no infrastructure there that can withstand the speed of winds. And Pittsburgh turns out to mark the 7th anniversary of the Tree of Life massacre.
Every year when this comes up, it kind of rips open the Band-Aid for a lot of people in this region who thought in many cases something like this couldn't happen here.
Yeah.
And so we think about the families directly affected, but the city collectively has suffered tremendously. So as time goes on, the healing process hopefully continues.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.